USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected.
President Trump talks about the steps being taken in our country to contain the coronavirus.
And you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation for a little period of time in some cases.
As he meets at the White House with the Prime Minister of Ireland ahead of St. Patrick's Day, both leaders wearing green ties.
The president has excluded Ireland from the travel ban. One of the things we have in Ireland is CBP, American Border Security in Ireland. Went through it myself yesterday, and they were asking the right questions, whether people had been to China, things like that. So
the stock market having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns. The Dow losing 2,353 points. That's down 10%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings per family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Continuing now our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News, President Trump suspending travel from 26 European countries to the United States for the next 30 days, this ban starting this Friday at midnight. Many schools, colleges, universities across the country canceling classes and closing. Disney closing its California theme parks as a precaution. The Los Angeles Zoo doing the same. Turns out the two TSA officers who tested positive for coronavirus performing pat-downs at San Jose Airport in California, potentially infecting an unknown number of passengers. An American Airlines pilot testing positive for coronavirus, the pilot based out of Dallas-Fort Worth. And the NRA, the National Rifle Association, canceling its annual meeting slated for next month in Nashville, Tennessee, due to concerns over the spread of coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The coronavirus and its impact on the world of sports in our country. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the rundown.
Major League Baseball, the NHL, and the NBA have all suspended their operations because of the coronavirus epidemic sweeping across the United States. Owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, says now's not the time to be thinking about basketball.
This is people's lives at stake. This isn't about basketball. This is a pandemic, a global pandemic. This is something out of a movie.
NASCAR also says the race is on for this weekend in Atlanta, but no fans will be allowed to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And the very latest now on the coronavirus and its impact on the cruise ship industry. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with that angle.
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Well, if you're talking about a princess cruise, it's going to have to wait because President John Schwartz said there will be no princess cruises for 60 days. Cruises that are supposed to end before the 17th of March or this upcoming Tuesday won't be affected. But Schwartz says princess cruises supposed to continue past the 17th will come to an end at what he calls the most convenient location for guests. And he says an additional generous future cruise credit benefit will be given to people who are supposed to go on a cruise over the next 2 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.